From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. Tomorrow, Republicans and Democrats across Utah will gather at state party conventions to nominate candidates for the midterm elections. But one party will also be choosing a new leader. Jim DeBacchus ended his nearly three-year tenure as chairman of the Utah Democratic Party last month. We sat down together, and I asked him to name his most significant contribution to the party.
I think there are a lot of Democrats and a lot of progressive people in our state. And I hope what I was able to do is say to them, don't be afraid. Come out. Talk about the other side of issues. You don't have to worry about rejection. You know, whether it's on public lands or decent financing for education, or whether it's about transportation alternatives or clean air, it's okay. We don't have to please the Republicans as a measure of our success. And I hope that I was able to empower Democrats across the state to begin to come out of their shells a little bit and to say, you know, we don't need the seal of approval of Republicans in order to validate our policies. And so hopefully giving the Democrats that kind of voice will linger on.
How do Democrats get heard and even have influence in a state with a Republican supermajority?
It's difficult for us to be competitive in Utah County and in Cache County and in places in southern Utah. So that means we need to concentrate where there are Democrats and where we can win and where we can be a force on the western side of Salt Lake City, in the southern part of the Salt Lake Valley, in Summit County, places in Carbon County. There are a lot of Republicans sitting in Democratic seats now that and those seats are filled by the Republicans that are the most moderate Republicans and the most open-minded Republicans. And what we've got to remind Democrats of all the time is there's a reason why they're open-minded and reasonable. It's because they're sitting in Democratic seats. There ought to be a Democrat in there. Representative so-and-so, he votes more moderate than most of them. Well, there's a reason he votes more moderate. And there's a reason why we need a woman Democrat sitting in that seat and not this so-called reasonable Republican.
Republicans could be poised to take all four congressional seats in this election. So what is a strategy that allows a Democrat to win?
Well, we have to work hard to make the climate so that we can win statewide. It's a very serious challenge right now. I mean, the fact that the Republicans were able to give the baton from Mark Shurtleff to John Swallow, now to Sean Reyes, and not pay any penalty shows we have some fundamental things to do. The 30-year systematic redistricting has actually taken a lot of races out of play for us, not just the basic redistricting, where the Republicans brought their supercomputers in and drew districts that are almost impossible to compete in. But that lack of any kind of competitiveness robs the public of any reason in their own mind to get involved. So we have a lump of about 30% of the voters that we have a 60-70% or higher chance of voting for a Democrat that simply don't participate. So one of the things we've had to do is change the playing field in finding who these unregistered Democrats are, getting them to register, and pushing their participation into the electoral process. That is a very hard, very behind-the-scenes kind of march that we've got started. We have 9 full-time staffers right now in the party that are doing nothing but doing that. And the results will be over the long term as generationally we identify more Democrats and get them involved in the partisan process.
Former Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon and BYU political professor Richard Davis are running to become Democratic Party chairman. What's the best advice you could give your successor?
You know, keep your eye on the big issues. I mean, the party chair's main job, like it or not, is to raise money. It was waking up every single first day of the month for 3 years and recognizing, calling my executive director, Matt Lyon, in and saying, where the hell are we going to come up with another $100,000 this month? And doing it month after month after month. So you can have all the rhetoric you want and all the answers on issues, but you're not a successful party chair if you're not rolling dollars in. It takes money. So that is really critical that you keep your eye on the money. The second thing is it's really important that you be able to speak the Democratic line immediately and hopefully as efficiently as possible. So you've got to raise money and you have to be able to respond in the time frame that the media works, or you're simply not included in the conversation, especially as a minority party.
Jim, thanks for your time.
Thank you. It's always fun to be here.
Jim DeBacchus is the former chairman of the Utah Democratic Party and a current state senator. He says he'll continue to serve in the legislature and focus on raising money for the arts and arts education statewide. Terry Gilday, KUER News.